From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Kasell. We are playing this week with Brian Babylon, Charlie Pierce, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, I'll lay down a beat as Bill lets his rhymes flow in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, this week we got 100% ironclad proof, absolutely going to happen, that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be running for president in 2016. What is this proof?
He got the stomach surgery.
Thing. Yeah, he's losing weight. He got lap band surgery.
Lap band
That's obviously
surgery.
The only reason to do it.
Yeah, you gotta get in fighting shape.
Yeah, yes, you do. Many pundits have cited Governor Christie's weight and the impact it might have on his health as a reason he could never be our commander in chief. But this week, Governor Christie revealed that he had secretly had lap band surgery. That's the same stomach shrinking procedure that made Al Roker so weird looking.
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
You know what he's gonna look like?
What?
I'm gonna go out on a limb, and if he looks anything like this, I want you guys to give me my props. He might look like Ryan Gosling when you take off. He might be in a Gosling bag.
No.
When you melt all that Christie away.
No.
All that Christie away. There's a Gosling under there.
No, you know what he might look like?
Who?
Like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he does have the hair.
But we need, you know what? We need a nice, good, old-fashioned fat president. Back
well, maybe we would. I mean,
like a Taft.
Remember that guy?
We haven't had him.
Remember that guy? That was
the president. Taft.
We've been making Chris Christie fat jokes for years, so now we've got to come up, if this works out for the governor, some Chris Christie skinny jokes. Here's our first attempt.
Chris Christie's so skinny, his vice presidential pick is a side salad. Chris Christie speaks softly and is a big stick. Chris Christie's so skinny, he makes Barack Obama look like Chris Christie.
We're ready for you, Governor. Charlie, step aside, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
According to the AP, the new paragon of healthy living is who?
Chris Christie.
No. I'll give you a hint. Yo-yo yoga is part of my daily fitness regimizzle.
He's Snoop Lion now, right?
He is. He is
okay,
Snoop Lion,
like
formerly known as Snoop
Dogg. I like to keep up. Yes.
You do.
Okay.
The AP reports that despite their hard-parting image, many hip-hop artists are now trying to live more healthy. They're eating better, drinking less, and getting their pharmaceuticals from actual doctors, not Dr. Dre. Snoop Lion, formerly Snoop Dogg, he does daily jumping jacks. Let's all picture that. Let's all picture Snoop Lion, this man throwing his arms up in the air while jumping, and then forgetting how he got in that posture. Okay.
And he's a tall guy. He's like 6'4". Like
yeah.
a tall black man doing jumping jacks is hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sorry.
But healthy compared to...
Well, I mean, the prior image, as you know, of rappers was all about, you know, gangsta banging and yeah. sex and...
Gangsta banging.
Gangsta banging.
I'm sorry, Brian, is something funny?
No.
If you pull up a picture of Snoop from his first single he did with Dr. Dre,
yeah.
he looks the same.
I he hasn't aged.
Snoop has not aged. Black don't crack, he's a vampire, I don't know, whatever. But he will tell you his secret is weed and water. That's how he stays so young. Hey, weed and water, baby. He'll say that. He said that in interviews.
Wow. Beats the hell out of jumping jacks, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Charlie, Nissan knows that high-end car buyers are always looking for the next big thing in luxury, so they're developing a new interior upholstery that mm-hmm. mimics the feel of what?
An opium den.
No, but that would be good.
I mean, it mimics the feel of being in bed.
No, well, it might mimic what the bed feels, if you're really going to get technical about it.
Skin?
Yes, human skin.
Ah! Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you looking for a car interior that says, I'll pick the kids up from soccer practice.
Oh, boy.
And I'll cook and eat the kids I picked up from soccer practice.
Ah.
Then the Nissan's new human skin replication interior upholstery is just for you. They're using a combination of leather and plastic and Nissan. They're trying to create a material that comes close to matching the feel of human skin, which researchers say is the most comforting sensation to touch.
Is it baby skin or like old people's skin?
You know, interestingly enough, both can be very nice. Some people
like
it. But not
creepy old man skin.
But this...
No one wants that.
And you know what I hate it? I hate it when you sit in your car and it has stubble.
Yeah.
Because then it's itchy.
For this to really work, don't you have to, like, drive naked? I mean, otherwise you're just wearing a suit.
Wait a minute. You don't, right?
I think Charlie's onto something, though. I think it doesn't really work if you wear pants. I think they're going to be all these cops will end up pulling people aside and they won't be wearing their pants and they'll have a plausible excuse for the first time ever. Sorry, officer, I just like to feel my car.
Yeah.